Thank you very much indeed, and good evening. In the cause of understanding, it was announced today that General de Gaulle, the well-known foreigner, is to open the escalator linking the 10-mile French Channel Tunnel with the 10-mile English Channel Bridge. In fact, of course, General de Gaulle, or Louis the 19th as he's known, can't speak a word of English. The word is yes. Which raises once again the question, by refusing our entry, isn't de Gaulle cutting off his face to spite his nose? There's no doubt who dominates Europe in our minds. We think immediately of the Eiffel Tower, the ultimate Gallic symbol. Though, of course, it's now so expensive in Paris that the inhabitants live somewhere else. On the black market in France recently, something selling at 4 and 6 a pound turned out to be the pound. And from France have come great painters too, such as Van Gogh and Toulouse-Lautrec, to name nearly two. But when other nationalities come to Britain, there hardly seems here to be any major problems of communication at all.
I hate to make a fuss, but you're standing on my foot.
Che cosa dici?
On my foot, you're standing.
I am sorry, but I do not...
Foot.
No. Foot.
No. Purse the lips. Bring it forward, you see. Foot. Better. Try again. Throw one really big effort here. No. Ooh, as in book.
Foot.
No R in the end. Just plain foot.
Foot, yes. Foot, yes.
And that's what you're standing on.
I am standing on your foot.
Yes, indeed.
I am standing on his foot.
Fjord? What is fjord?
No fjord. Foot.
Fjord?
No. Foot.
Yeah, fjord.
No. Foot.
I said foot.
No, foot. Foot. Yes. Foot. He is standing on my foot.
I am standing on his foot.
You are standing on his foot.
Bravo!
Mio Fabrini, mia piede, mia la sola, mia piede.
Piede. The common market raises great problems, of course. The MCC has been extremely worried by recent reports that if Britain joined the common market, they would insist on our playing French cricket. Here is, in fact, a late cricket score. Indians 247, Cowboys 96 all out. But enough of culture. Mind you, anything can happen. After all, things are going so badly for Britain that today our application to join the United Kingdom was turned down. It's not been generally realised that if this country joins the common market, snuff will go up a halfpenny a ton. This programme gives you the facts. And if we do get into the common market, we'll have to agree to the free movement of labour from one country to another. This could mean, of course, if we're lucky, that Mr. Wilson will become Prime Minister of Italy. Though it must be admitted, even if we aren't, that for an associate member of the common market, Israel received remarkably little some people say support, from its members. Now, for hundreds of years in Arab countries, a familiar sight in Arab countries was the husband riding a donkey with the wife walking 10 yards behind. 10 miles. Well, there you go. I knew they'd sabotage the autocue somehow. With the wife walking 10 yards behind. Now, but just recently, all this has changed. The wife now walks ahead with the husband 10 yards behind on the donkey. An Arab explained the reason for this apparent emancipation in one word: landmines. Persevere and you'll get there in the end. But of course, that's nothing compared with the problems confronting an officer commanding part of NATO's multinational force.
Scored! Oh! It's bad. I'm like the old
Mr. Ronnie Barker, who spent the war on a ship sweeping mines. Well, you have to, they get filthy. Religion is a very powerful force in Europe, and the question was posed again this week: should French priests be allowed to marry? Well, if they're very fond of each other. The clergy of Europe are, in fact, said to be 87% celibate. We asked one English vicar and he said he was 93% celibate. But for many people, the attraction of the continent is not the churches, but the restaurants.
George, what's escargots?
Escargots, snails.
Oh. I think I'll have Mercredi.
Mercredi. That's Wednesday.
Oh. Oh, well, I won't have that then. No. Pottage bonne femme.
Pottage bonne femme. The soup of a good woman.
Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yes, I'll order that.
Yes.
Call
yes.
the waiter, shall
I? Yes.
Waiter. Here we are. Garza! Oh, sorry. We'd like to order the soup of that, sir. Record 2, side 2. Track 5.
Je voudrais commander du plat de potage bonne femme, s'il vous plaît.
Really works, doesn't it? Very exciting.
Okay. It
works. Oh, lovely.
Sorry, it's off.
Europe is a fascinating place to visit. The Dutch are reclaiming land from the sea so fast that it's estimated that within 100 years they'll have reached Southend. San Marino suffered a military setback yesterday. Their army broke his leg. And Greece can now claim to be both the cradle and the grave of democracy. And of course, Luxembourg joined the other countries in the common market just to get an 18-hole golf course. The country's so small that if you roll over in bed, you need a passport. But for travel, most people feel that in the Concorde, we've stumbled onto the final answer to air safety, the flightless aeroplane. If the idea catches on, one could be in New York today and in New York tomorrow. Pretty sobering thought. But the real obstacle to understanding really is jingoism. Even in something like sports programs, you get commentators who can't really be described as unbiased.
Welcome to the Palais de Sport Ostend, where the cream of Europe's backstroke swimmers are on their marks for the 200 meters. I'll ignore the first four lanes, they're foreigners. But here's the British. Doesn't he look competent? Almost ready. And they're away to a very rapid start, but what's happened to Arthur? Oh, he's been left. If that's not a clear argument for starting stalls, I don't know what is. But there goes Arthur. He's decided to look for a faster lane. And the foreigners are there, obviously tying already. Yes. But Arthur swimming well. He knows the ropes. He not only knows that, but he appears to be loving it. That's the end of the first lap. Half It's my goodness me. Oh, there he is. There's Arthur. What a tactician. He's not bothering to complete the length. He's standing where he is. Yes, there he goes. Foreigners are still out in front. Yeah, but yeah, they're turning now. But the British boy is right on their heels. There he goes. He's right on his own heels as well. He's making sure that turn all right. Here he comes now. He's out of it. And there go our foreign friends. What a load of crawlers. At least we're in the of them touch the side there. But Arthur's gaining. He's on the turn now. He's on the turn now. My goodness, he is on the turn now. Up for any situation. Well done, Sybil. Well done. But something appears to be happening at the other end. Oh, it's the foreigners. Yes, they're just finishing. Yes. Oh, yes. They're all finished. But we're not, are we, Sybil? Go it, Sybil. Another magnificent fifth for Britain. And listen to the reception the sporting Europeans are giving us. Reception. Well done, Arthur. Well done, Sybil. What a shining example of British mixed bathing at its best. And now back to Eamon in the studio.
When deciding where to go in Europe, most British tourists choose Spain. Spain is attractive for its sunshine, beaches, and generous remission for good conduct. But things are improving. A British tourist was today granted the freedom of Barcelona jail. Among your peeves on Europe was Amanda Cunningham's from Westcliff-on-Sea, who says, "My mother was appalled when she went to find the toilets in a French town and found they had no doors. I asked her what she did about it, and she said, 'I kept my eyes closed.'" From the Reverend Peter Staples of Draycott near Derby, a peeve about American tourists, one who was lost in Oxford amongst all the colleges, said, "How do you tell the difference between Lincoln and Jesus?" And a passing don said, "That's the trouble with most Americans." And Joseph Street of Hull, his peeve was continental cooking. He says, "Is there supposed to be garlic in blancmange?" Next week, your peeves on youth, youth itself, and the people who talk about youth. This week, Miss Julie Felix, B.A.
Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, go to love one another, yeah, yeah. Love is but a song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, hear the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Understand. You hold the key to love and fear right in your hand. One key unlocks the both, you know, and it's at your command. Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Oh, love one another, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, even television commercials are going to have to think European. Fernandel will be invoking his countrymen to drink Guinness. It looks bon, it tastes bon, and mon Dieu, it does you bon. While... while Bernard Miles will be faced with the unenviable task of inviting us all to go to work on an earth. And the new way to tell stork from butter will be that butter costs 30 shillings a pound. And the intolerable thing about it is that we've still got to persuade them to let us in. Clearly what's needed is a commercial for us to show these continental johnnies what they're in danger of missing.
After centuries of research and development, England is proud to present her finest achievement. Watch him in action. The Englishman of today contains all that is best for Europe. He is punctual, industrious, and romantic. And there's 50 million more where he came from.
Sweltering stiff upper lip. Just try this simple test yourselves. Now here we have an Englishman and two other nationalities. How's that for control?
And of course, every Englishman has a built-in sporting instinct. Reserved though he may be by nature, the Englishman is guaranteed to be a good loser. His sense of fair play is legendary, tempered with the equally legendary English common sense. Gentlemen, mild as summer rain, brilliant as dappled sunlight, cool as a mountain stream. There's an Englishman coming your way today.
But the real trouble with Britain and the common market is that basically the English don't really like the idea. And worse still, the British don't really like foreigners. A survey in London recently put the question, do you think Britain would do better to join Europe or to strengthen the Commonwealth or to concentrate on the special relationship with America? 99% said no. There have been many descriptions of hell, but for an Englishman perhaps the best definition is a place where the Germans are the police, the Swedish are the comedians, the Italians are the defense force, Frenchmen dig the roads, the Irish are the waiters, and the common language is Dutch. Though if that sounds like a dismal prospect, it mustn't be allowed to disguise the fact that Englishmen and Europeans really do try and get on well when they meet.
Please.
Buongiorno. Oh, buongiorno, signor.
You are English?
Yes.
I drink to the English.
Oh. Are you Italian?
Si.
Well, I drink to the Italians. Very fine people.
You are here on holiday?
Yes.
I drink to a very fine holiday.
Oh, thank you.
Did you try?
Ah, Deutsch.
Bitte?
Ja.
Ah, danke schön. Oh mein Gott, entschuldigen Sie bitte.
No, it's quite all right.
You are English?
Yes.
My English friend, you understand that knocking a glass of wine over you has nothing to do with the past.
Oh, no, of course not.
We have no motives of revenge.
Revenge? No, of course. This gentleman is Italian.
Ah, buongiorno.
Guten Tag.
Good morning.
You are here in Switzerland for long?
Just a few days.
Ah, you will be going back through Germany.
No, I'm flying.
Ah, a pity. Germany is beautiful.
Oh, yes, I know.
Ah, you have been there.
Yes.
Often?
No, just the once.
When?
Well, it was, 1905, I think it was.
Ah.
Yes. You know England?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well?
Well, I have never actually been in England, but I have flown over it many times.
To the United States?
Not exactly, no.
No. Still, it's very beautiful from the air, isn't it?
Yes, well, when I was flying over England, it was usually during the night.
Yes.
You have been to Italy?
Yes. Rome.
You come through Milano, it's beautiful.
No, if I remember rightly, we came up through North Africa via Sicily. With a few friends.
You have been to Italy?
Yeah.
When?
1944. Look, I'm sorry about the war.
Oh, no, really, no. I mean, have this one on me. I mean, after all, there's nothing like a good fight to clear the air, is there?
It was our Mussolini's fault. Yes.
999, it was Hitler.
Oh, yes, it was Hitler. Undoubtedly, it was Hitler that was to blame entirely. Oh, yes, Hitler. Not that I've anything against Hitler. Personally, I think he was a very fine man.
Like Mussolini.
Yes, like Mussolini, yes.
Yeah, anyway, Hitler was an Austrian.
Exactly, Hitler was an Austrian, in a nutshell, yes. And Mussolini was...
An Italian.
Well, I suppose he was, yes. Yes, in a sense, he was, yes. Well, that's the story of the war, for want of a better word.
Well, you won.
Oh, no, only with the help of the Americans.
Ah, we had the Italians.
Oh, we are very bad soldiers.
Oh, no, that's an absolute myth. Absolute myth that the Italians are bad soldiers. Just because they wore plimsolls, I mean, I don't know.
Anyway, you won for the second time in 25 years.
Oh, well, that was just luck. I mean, anyway, I don't think anyone regards the 1914-18 thing as anything but a draw, really.
You wish to order?
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
For me, steak and kidney pie.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have spaghetti and sauerbraten.
And so we have only veal.
Oh, veal then.
Yes,
good. Veal, yes.
Typical of the Swiss to have only veal.
Typical. I don't much like the Swiss.
Nine.
No. As a matter of fact, I hate the Swiss.
Quite agree, I hate the Swiss.
I hate the Swiss too.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm. You see, all one has to do to agree is to simply sit round a table and talk it out. We all hate the Swiss.
No.
Filthy neutrals, I've never seen anything like that.
Though needless to say, all of us on this programme are rather in favour of the Swiss, and indeed of all international festivals held in Switzerland. And we've just heard some good news too. General de Gaulle has in fact relented a little and is now offering Britain junior membership of the common market on the same basis as Italy, Germany, Holland, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Good night.
That cost report on Europe to face the schedule report on crime.